Widower of elderly New Orleans woman brutally killed in carjacking sues teen's parents. By Olivia Rondo on December 2, 2023. The widower of an elderly New Orleans woman who was tragically killed in a vicious carjacking in 2022 is now suing the parents of the teens who committed the crime. Linda Fricke, 73, died in March 2022 after a group of four teenagers dragged her behind her own vehicle as they stole it, severing her arm. An 18-year-old man was recently convicted of second-degree murder in connection with the incident, and three girls between the ages of 15 and 17 pleaded guilty to manslaughter. The girls each received a 20-year prison sentence, while the man is scheduled to be sentenced on January 12. His conviction could get him a life sentence. Rick Fricke, Linda's husband, is now seeking $50,000 in damages for his wife's unthinkable death due to loss of income and emotional distress, NOLA.com reported. The lawsuit was initially filed on March 21 in the Orleans Parish Civil District Court but was put on hold pending the conclusion of the criminal cases against the teens, attorney Donald Hodge Jr. said. Rick Fricke's sister, Kathy Richard, told the local outlet that her grieving brother is targeting the youth's parents with the lawsuit to bring awareness to the public that if your children commit crimes, you are liable. With the final convictions of John Honore, Brian Yawbaker, Lena Ira Teofil, and Markle Curtis finally being handed down, Fricke is ready to sue. Linda Fricke's death was agonizing, as she was dragged for more than 200 yards during the violent carjacking, with a witness testifying that the victim was skinned alive and tortured, according to Fox 8. Prosecutors showed harrowing video evidence to the jury during Honore's trial, which showed Fricke, tethered by a seatbelt, pleading for her life to no avail. The defendant, after pepper spraying her, grabs her, pulls her out of her car, puts heel to her face, stomps her on the head, gets on top, punches her, gets into the driver's seat and you will see decisions made that ended Fricke's life, prosecutors said during the trial. She was screaming and pleading for him to stop. The defendant dragged her over 700 feet, or two football fields. According to Hodge, the lawsuit will be just part of the closure process. I truly believe, the conviction, Monday was needed and brought a sense of closure. Much like I think the civil lawsuit is and will, the attorney told NOLA.com.